Bhoot, ghost is something that I haven't spoke about on the internet. A story in my life, something that I went through. It happened to me exactly 2 years ago on the same day. After school, all of our schoolmates created a WhatsApp group. After ages, all of our schoolmates planned a school reunion. We choose a cafeteria which is outskirts of town. So to attend that party, I rented a bike. The distance was all about like 10 miles from my location, through which a very rural and almost like abandoned part of a country. And I started my bike towards the location. I can see someone on the side of the road standing with a bright cat eyes in the darkness, asking for a lift. But I can slightly recognize that might be Rahul or somebody with whom I attended school with. I stopped the bike and surprised, because he is Rahul. Rahul got on the bike. The roads were literally empty, and I did not talk much actually. I don't know why I did not talk. I had not seen him since 10 years, but still he looked same, maybe little older. That's it. I thought Rahul was coming to cafeteria where all of our friends were meeting, and I turned in that direction. But he said to take him to outskirts of town, but I don't know why. Also, I did not even ask him why he was not coming to reunion. Rahul asked me to stop the bike, and there was a mobile home park out there. He said bye and walked off into dark night. After that, I went back to a cafeteria and entered. I met some of my old classmates, some of my boys and girls talking. I saw my childhood friend Sneha after ages. It's a very good cafeteria actually, to reunite, with a very good ambience around, and somebody is singing in the corner of the room with the melodies and music. Actually, we all ordered some coffees and fried wings to eat. As you're talking about how people were and how many people were coming to reunion, I mentioned that I just picked the Rahul at a city junction and I thought he was coming to reunion, but he asked me to drop him off in the outskirts of city. Why you people did not invite him? Anything wrong here? Suddenly Sneha with a loud voice said,
are you serious? Rahul died in the city junction 8 years ago, rolled his bike. They were all at his funeral. Don't you know that?
I am speechless. I started feeling dizzy. I went out to take a deep breath. I don't know what's happening in my head. And I started sweating. I did not even sleep that whole night. Next day morning itself, I went back to the place where I dropped Rahul. I inquired everybody out there about Rahul, but nobody gave me information who is Rahul. From last night, I did not eat anything. I'm restless. My breathing was literally heavy. Suddenly, a person crossed me and I called him. He turned back, and I am sure that he was the one to whom I gave the lift last night. Surely I can confirm by seeing his cat eyes. And I asked, are you Rahul? He said, thanks for giving the lift last night. Actually, I am tired of talking last night. I am the younger brother of Rahul. We both look identical. But the Rahul died in a bike accident 8 years back. But he did not have a cat eyes like me, I am sure. I think something you are mistaken. That lines from the Rahul's brother gave me hope to live, gave me clarity, and gave me relief. And that's how the frictional story ended.